This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The town of Ferguson, Missouri has been in the news quite a bit, as you no doubt know. A white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown, on August 9th, leading to protests and riots. Reporters who've asked to see public documents related to the shooting are being asked to pay ridiculous amounts of money for records. The Associated Press says it was asked to pay $135 an hour for nearly a day's work, merely to retrieve a handful of email accounts since the shooting. Price gouging is one way public entities try to stonewall and prevent the release of information. That could prove embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And this is not an isolated case. I mean, certainly Ferguson has made its share of mistakes, and this is one of them. This has happened before when AP was searching for information in Alaska regarding Sarah Palin's time as governor. They were asking for ridiculous amounts of money for that information. And I think part of it is that there is a gray area in the laws. When they pass these sunshine laws and they pass these laws requiring, a Freedom of Information Act request to be followed through on, often they leave it up to the jurisdiction to determine how much to charge. And it's use words like reasonable or some kind of vague term. And unfortunately, that's abused. $135 an hour is not reasonable when your clerk is only making, $13.90 an hour, whatever the amount is that's working in the office. And so I think it's a way of stonewalling the media. It's a way of basically saying, we don't want to do this. And so we're not going to do it. And if we're going to do it, we're going to make you pay for it. And that's not the role of government, and that's not good for a free press.
Right. And it's also possible that now that Ferguson's been in the spotlight, they're being inundated by FOIA requests. I know a couple different organizations have contacted Ferguson, and they've been trying to get documents. And I think that Ferguson quoted a couple different prices. One was maybe $2,000. A couple have been, like we talked about before, $135 an hour for that information. I will say that's unreasonable, but it is very possible that they are being inundated by these requests and do not have the manpower to even do all of these different FOIA requests. So I think we need to kind of look at it from that perspective as well.
That's a very good point, by the way, and it might not just be news organizations asking for information. It could be
citizens.
It could be citizen groups, whatever. They probably are being inundated with requests for information. Now, on the other hand, Jasmine, they can certainly work something out and say, can you give me a little extra time to fulfill your FOIA request? At least in Illinois, that's the way the law works. I'm not sure about the particulars in Missouri, but usually you can ask for an extension rather than trying to stonewall by charging huge amounts of money.
Sure.
Right, and that's where the problem comes into play when they do try to stonewall.
Right, and you don't know if they're not explaining because they're also not responding to any requests from AP for explanations. You don't know if that's the reason. I think any news organization, if you come back and say, look, we have one clerk that handles this or two people that handle this job. We've got Deadspin. We've got CNN. We've got Cheryl Corley from NPR. All these people asking for the same information. Although you would think all you have to do is look for it once.
Right.
Copy machine. It wouldn't be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that is the case where they're asking for slightly different things. I think news organizations are like, yeah, okay, that's reasonable. But this is being used, I think, in many cases to not give the information, to put up a big stone wall and say, no, we don't want to do this. And that's at odds with the freedom of the press and of a free society.
Yeah, and I think this case should be a big heads up to many other towns and smaller cities as well. Something like this could happen in your city, could happen in your town. How will you deal with this when the press comes, when the public wants this information? You can't stonewall. We're just going to keep pursuing it with the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with this kind of situation, and who do you put in place?
Right. Now, Rich, because you sometimes deal with the city of Macomb, let's talk about a city where maybe they've not stonewalled you. How hard or difficult is it to to get information out of the city of Macomb when you file a Freedom of Information request?
It's varied over times, but I'll tell you the last time I filled out, I made a FOIA request just a few weeks ago with the city. They had me fill out a form, just a one-page document at the desk. And while I was filling that out, they were making photocopies of the document I wanted. And I didn't have to wait. They could have made me wait 7 days and mailed it or faxed it to me or had me come into City Hall. It was handed to me by the city clerk. But when I finished filling out the paperwork, and I left with the document in hand.
And did you have to pay for it?
No.
See, I mean, that's in an ideal situation world, that's how it ought to work, I think. Now, I do understand sometimes it takes time. Sometimes the requests are probably vague that are turned in by the media or by the public. You know, give me everything on parking. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there are certain challenges when you're having to fulfill these requests. That's how it ought to work, is the way it worked for you.
Yeah. Of course, what I was asking for was maybe not all that controversial.
That's true.
And I think if you asked for something like police records, we've run into this in Macomb in the past with if an investigation is still going, they will tell you they cannot turn over the information because it's an ongoing investigation.
Well, I remember that happened with the hoax 911 call back in, was it just about a year ago, or it was in February of 2013?
It was about a year and a half ago now.
Okay, 2012 maybe. I do remember us all running around and, you know, Rich, you and my students were going to the different press briefings they were holding out in different parking lots. We tried to get the audio from the 911 call, and that proved to be difficult. I think you were the one to FOIA that.
Yes, and we were told it's an ongoing investigation, so we cannot release the information. What the Attorney General's office told us was that, in fact, the idea that it's an ongoing investigation, that releasing more information might actually help the investigation. If you release that audio of the 911 call, someone might recognize the voice, or they might be able to tell the police a little bit something more. So as opposed to the police excuse that this would jeopardize their ongoing investigation, the Attorney General's office said this sort of information would actually help the ongoing investigation.
You know, there are areas of interpretation. And like you said, sometimes the local FOIA people are a little more zealous in the way that they don't want to release information, which, you know, I mean, obviously in some cases, because many of them also double in terms of being like the public information officer or the public face, for that organization, you kind of wonder if that's a conflict. In terms of releasing the same information that could potentially be embarrassing.
Yeah, that could definitely make it difficult.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.